Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. College Football Corner as well, where we've got some local breaking college football news.
Yeah, man. We've been talking about it for the last couple months. It seems like Brent Key just signed a new five-year deal with Georgia Tech. Obviously, that's pending the approval and all those different things said. Pete Thamel saying he's been in work for weeks.
Good.
With a significant pay raise. So good for Coach Key, man. Good for him. Something that we talked about. With this whole Penn State thing that's open right now. And I'm not saying they did that because of that, because we know that his name was rumored to Penn State. That's good. I mean, always good to see a guy like Brent, who nobody knew what the expectations were, and for him to have Georgia Tech seems like they're going in the right direction. There was a tough slide down towards the end of this season. But, yeah, it's a good coach who seems like he got Georgia Tech going the right direction.
Yeah, you'd have to think it was going to happen even if Penn State had been filled by now, but didn't hurt probably. That one's kind of lingering, and it's a good job and all that. And I don't know, they probably called him back, you know. Yeah. They talked to him a couple weeks ago. the job's still open.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, your season's over now and all that. You got a bowl game, but the job's still open. I know, and the season is, you look at it in the context of they were 8-0, right? They were 8-0, and everything was in front of them, and you finish 1-3, and it's really frustrating. But still, 9-3 at the beginning of the year. You told Tech fans that's what it was going to be.
Right.
They probably would have believed you because we talked about it a lot in the summertime. Like, Tech's got an opportunity to have a really good year this year. But still, to do it is impressive.
Good
like to be 9-3, because it wasn't like that.
No, it was
last handful of years.
Yeah, it's good for Brent Key and good for Tech for doing that for him. So you got your coach rolling through. Yep. Obviously, you're going to lose the most impactful player since Calvin, maybe. You know, Calvin or Bebe, those type dudes, man. But, I like the fact that they went ahead and just took care of their guy.
Yeah, I do too. All right, let's get to a college football corner. All right, so, we know who's playing this weekend. We'll spend plenty of time over the next couple of days talking about Georgia and Alabama and some of the other championship games. The rankings come out last night, and Notre Dame's at 10, Miami's at 12.
Right.
Obviously, stuff has to play out over the weekend, but there's, there's a pretty realistic scenario in which those are the final two teams for the final spot. How controversial is it going to be if Notre Dame is selected in front of Miami?
Well, I think the biggest thing is because you look at their resumes are so similar, except for one thing.
Yeah, Miami beat them.
Miami beat them. And the thing about it is, and what people are going to try to do, let's just say, for instance, they try to make an argument against Alabama, and Alabama loses. And what they're going to say is, well, they lost, to Florida State. So they're going to use that against Alabama.
Which
is fine, whatever.
They should.
So use against that Notre Dame then.
Right.
I mean, Notre Dame is still, and I know I saw one of the gambling dudes say that they played right now Miami and Notre Dame on a neutral field, Notre Dame would be favored. Why? Mm. Why would Notre Dame be favored over Miami? I don't think Notre Dame's better than Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't. I think Miami is a better team than them. I think Miami, I just don't trust their coach.
I don't either, and that's why. I hesitate.
Yeah, like, I think
Miami is they're high end. We said this earlier this week. I think Miami's best is as good as anybody in the country.
Anybody's,
but I just don't trust that I'm going to see it.
Oh, I agree. I don't trust that I'm going to see it. That could be
consistently.
That what you just said right there.
Yeah.
Is probably the argument that they can't say on TV.
Why not say it? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I would bet you more than. I don't even know how many people in that room.
12. There's 12 people.
12 people in the room.
And they're all just humans.
And I bet you at least 9 of them think this way you think.
And maybe they say it in the room and they can't come out there and say it. But, like, why not say it? Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, there are criteria by which they have to rank these teams, right?
Yes.
But ultimately, beyond the fact that 5 auto bids go to the highest-ranked conference champions— beyond that, the rest of it is totally subjective, right? Like, it's up to – I know, again, they have the categories that they care about most in terms of grading these teams. But it's so equal so often with the teams once you get past the top couple and once you move past the auto bid for, like a James Madison or a Tulane or something like that. When you're talking about that middle class of team that might make the playoff, the resumes all kind of break down pretty similar.
Yeah.
And if it comes down to you just being like, yeah, you know what? Like, I don't really trust their coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what we do when we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Right? They're just people who watch football and talk about it.
Correct.
What's wrong with that? You know, like, I know if you're Miami, you're like, well, that what? So then every year we go into the season behind the eight ball because people don't trust our coach.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, you do.
Yeah, because
that's why you lose a couple games every year that you shouldn't.
And that's the biggest thing about how they look at Miami is that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
You never had no damn business losing at home to Louisville.
Exactly right.
And no business.
Exactly right.
No business. No business losing to damn SMU.
Exactly right.
Had no business, but they did.
And the reason they do is that, right? Yeah. Is that concern we always have when we talk about Miami is, well, I just don't trust Mario Cristobal.
Yeah.
I don't trust him to have him ready every single Saturday, 12 Saturdays throughout the year.
So
you know why? Because he doesn't. Because he doesn't.
Because he does.
And
not
then, so if that's what it comes down to, because again, Marcus Freeman had his team in the championship game last year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no, you're right. There's no way they can come on TV and say that. But if that's what it is, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Marcus Freeman's a better coach than Mario Cristobal. I trust him more on a given Saturday.
Yeah.
If they're the two teams for the final spot, Miami beat them.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I can't get over that right there. Beat them.
Yeah. I'm for all of the, like, the subjective eye test, you know, football fan arguments that we make and probably go on in that room.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I don't care. Like, head-to-head, to me.
Head-to-head should be the most important thing.
It should be the most important
thing. Yeah, head-to-head should be the most important thing. Did you see
this? If it's close.
Yeah, did you see this crap that Ole Miss announced that Charlie Weiss Jr. will stick with the team through the playoffs as offensive coordinator? So Lane said, you can go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird
fallout over
the last couple days.
Like, so, Lane, you gave him permission to go back?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it one of the things where he can't – hey, listen here, man. I can't abandon these
kids. Yeah, look, man. Like, you can abandon
them. You can abandon them.
Because you're getting 13 mil. I know you didn't look at the contract, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly.
More just the amount of bull crap that we're expected to just –
Yes.
Just stomach from Lane Kiffin and the whole Lane Kiffin industrial complex is nauseating.
Yeah, dog.
Ridiculous.
Get out of my face. Get the hell out of
just
here.
Just go
man.
Recruit for LSU and try to win some football games there and make my buddy Bo happy, okay?
Yeah, baby.
Before you break his heart in 2 years, which you're ultimately
what you're
ultimately
gonna do.
6 years? You think he got 6, huh?
No.
Wow, I don't know, man.
I don't know. No. Cuz if he
There's
does
There's no way he does not stay at LSU a shorter time than he was at Ole Miss.
Well, no there is a way.
There
if he
is
loses
a way.
Definitely a way.
If an NFL job comes
He's done it. You did it to you already. He's tricking himself into buying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's bull crap. But I like that he's going back and coordinating the offense because we were joking yesterday about what are they going to do.
Joe Judge.
Let Trinidad Jambliss call the plays?
No, they're going to let Joe Judge.
Yeah, right. Which is a worse option.
That's how they did Mac Jones, man. But
the joke we made.
There's other jobs. I saw Brian Hartline, who is the OC for Ohio State, going to South Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to South Florida.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Brian Hart, yes. Yeah. Going to South Florida.
What do you think about that?
UCF? USF? I like it for him.
Really?
I like it. Yeah, for his first
almost
for,
yeah, right.
For his first job, I like it for
just
him.
Just almost like he's a hot name.
Yeah. For his first job, I like that.
Yeah,
for him.
Maybe he needs it like in reality in order to kind of learn how to do it, but I just felt like he might have maybe
because this is really his first time calling plays.
It is. It is. And, but he gets so much credit for all the Ohio State wide receivers.
And that's so crazy because that's what they said in his bio. And he's been credited with the development of all the great wide receivers. So, yeah, I think
I just almost – I'm a little surprised that he couldn't spin that.
Yeah.
Which is a – that's a big resume piece.
I thought Kentucky.
Or something.
That's what I thought.
That's what I mean. Like, and again, no offense to USF. They've had really good coaches and good seasons and stuff like that. But like, I'm surprised that he couldn't spin that resume piece, which is a big gold star resume piece. And I mean, I don't, Penn State's still open.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm surprised he couldn't do better than
that. Where'd the North Texas coach go?
Oklahoma State.
You're going to Oklahoma. Okay. Yeah. And then you take that quarterback with him.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. They can't say that yet because they got a game on Friday.
But yeah, we know that that's just going to happen. And we mentioned it earlier in the show. I mean, you think about it, like, what's open still? Memphis is open?
Okay. Right. Memphis, yeah, because Silverfield went to Arkansas.
Tulane is still open, right?
Believe so.
And obviously Penn State.
Penn State's still open.
All right. Yeah. And I think that you're talking about the DC at LSU seems to be the guy that's maybe going to Tulane, possibly.
Is that right?
That's what it seems like. Okay. It seems like he might be the guy. And so, I mean, it's crazy. Signing day today, every time I look up, it say Virginia Tech. I know. Flip Penn State recruit to Virginia Tech, which is freaking funny as hell.
So, no, they didn't.
No.
James Franklin recommits to James Franklin.
Yeah, man. Got it. And then I saw LSU got a quarterback that was in South Carolina. He committed to South Carolina twice, just flipped to LSU.
Huh.
So watch out, Lane, because he's going to flip on YouTube.
Okay.
He flipped back and forth twice to the same school.
Did you hear what Lenora Sellers said when they asked him about the season? And then that dude's going somewhere.
They get paid,
he
too.
He's gone.
You think he comes out?
I guess he could, yeah. There's an opportunity for that.
If I were him, I'd go back.
Yeah, go back.
I go back.
He could get a large sum of money from one of these schools.
And then, Miami's sitting there waiting.
Yeah, they need a guy. Lenora Sellers with the Hurricanes? I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
That's good. Hey, the world is coming to Atlanta this summer, and Friday we will find out the matchups for the world's best soccer nations and players. Join me and Andy for a full cover. It's a full day of coverage on Sports Radio 99 The Game. But join me and Andy broadcasting live from the official Atlanta host committee draw party in the streets of Buckhead. The streets, Andy. And Jason Longshore will be on at 6 p.m. For a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight to break down all the matchups. And it's all brought to you by McDonald's. Grab your Grinch meal from McDonald's and collect all matching Grinch socks. That's this Friday. Me and Andy will be in them Buckhead streets.
Jack had a Grinch, fleece sweatshirt on.
When
yesterday.
Did the Grinch become so lovable?
Yeah, the Grinch is everybody's favorite.
The Grinch has made a comeback.
Yeah, no kidding. I think there's been a bunch of movies. I know that. Jim Carrey one, but then they remade another one.
But that's just saying, the Grinch.
They made a cartoon only a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. That's a lot more cartoony. Mm-hmm. And cuddly.
Yeah, it makes him a lot more.
He's never really a villain in that one.
Man,
we ain't messing with the Grinch.
No. We ain't messing with the Grinch.
The other thing that's happened, and not just with this character, but with others, is here's the real villain of this story. Mm. And they've turned the people of Whoville into the villains, and the Grinch just wanted to be left alone and blah, blah, blah. And there's been this movement that the Grinch is not the villain.
At the end of the movie, his heart grows three sizes. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
fine.
The Grinch ain't no better than the damn wet bandits, man.
Now, he was a thief.
He was a damn thief.
He broke into everyone's house and stole Christmas. He did successfully do it.
Only because he had so much pressure on him to go spend all of his life savings on Christmas like these Who's were doing.
Oh, so this
they
is
drove him into desperation.
This is a commentary on capitalism. All right. So maybe I am on the Grinch's side.
Damn him.
All right. We're going to take a break now. We're going to come back and do the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.